I will say today is a special day, a special Nashe Nigin edition, covered Tu B'Shvat. A very, very special day, Rosh Hashanah Lilanot. Special day, Rosh Hashanah for the trees. And we're zochet to have a very, very special spread in front of us, a Peros Eretz Yisrael, fruits from the Holy Land. Shkoyach to the Nashe Niginers, to the sponsors this week, to Menachem and to Yehuda. They did not disappoint one bit, and not at all. And it's a chus to spend some nice time with you on Tu B'Shvat. I want to share with you an idea from the parsha that is a very, very beautiful idea, a very powerful idea, and something that hopefully in our lives we can aspire to grow into. A lot of times in these shmuzin, we talk about things that are very practical for right now. Sometimes we mention ideas that are a little bit, maybe beyond our scope a little bit, cause us to reach a little bit, but it's important to know these things also and to know what are we reaching for? What's the goal? What's the end goal also? In the middle of the Shabbos, it's called Shabbos Shira, because we have the Az Yashir in this week's parasha. And in the middle, towards the beginning of Az Yashir, Pasuk says as follows. Pasuk says, Zeh keli ve'anveyu, Elokei avi v'arobamenu. This is my God, ve'anveyu. Very hard word to translate. Elokei avi, the God of my father, va'arom imenu, and I will elevate him, I will raise him up. How do we translate this phrase? Zeh keli ve'anveyu. So Rashi says, ve'anveyu, unkel is tirgim lashon naveh. What's the word naveh? A dwelling. Naveh sha'anan. What does it mean, Zekeli Va'anveyu? Unkelus says, I'll read you Unkelus. Unkelus says, Zekeli, this is my God, Va'anveyu, Ve'evnele Makdash. I will build him a sanctuary. I will build him a Beis Hamikdash. That's what Targum says. Unbelievable concept. Klal Yisrael just witnessed Kriyas Yamsuf. They're singing Hashem's praise. And what do they say? This is my God, and I will build him a sanctuary. I will build him a sanctuary. Okay? What's pshat in Rashi? What's pshat in this unkulis? Pshat in this unkulis, my friends, I think, is the following pshat. When a person has an experience, a high, a spiritual high, like going through the Yamsuf, it's important for a person not to let that just slip by through their fingers. You have to do something. You have to say, okay, I'm going to capitalize on this moment. I have a great moment. I have a great moment of inspiration. So what? Great. A great schmooze. Have a good day. Shkoyach. No! A great schmooze. I'm going to do something. Zeh keli, they saw Hashem so clearly at the Yam. Ve'anveyu, I will make you a Beis HaMikdash. That's probably the simple pshat in the Unkelus. I have in front of me a parish of the Torah of Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch. Great giant leader. The Shishim Olar has a different twist on this pasuk, and he says the following. What does it mean, Zekeli Ve'anveyu? Beautiful idea, he says. He says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to offer my services, Hashem, Ve'anveyu. The word an is like ani. I will make myself a naveh. I'll make myself an abode for Hashem. I'll make myself a place that Hashem will feel presence, and Hashem will feel pleasant to rest his Shechina. Not like Unkelus, I'll make a Beis HaMikdash, which is also a nice pshat. I'll make myself into a mini Mikdash. I'll make myself into a place where Hashem says, I feel comfortable to be with that person. That's what he learns, Ve'anveyu, I'll make myself, my whole existence, my whole life should be an Hechal, a beautiful place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels comfortable, kavyachol, to have his presence dwell. A beautiful pshat, ve'anveyu, I'll make myself a place of the Shechina. I have in front of me two svarim, three actually. One I just quoted, that was Rav Hirsch. I have a beautiful book in front of me, which I just did a little chazara, and I didn't find the story in this book. But I'm going to share it with you. It's a pretty well-known story. But I'm going to review it with you. I don't think it's in the book. The book is, for those that can't see, because you're listening to a recording now, the book is about Rav Steinman, of Aaron Leib, Steinman. Satzal, one of the Greek Gedolei Yisrael that was nifted not too long ago. There's a story that took place, the following story. Steinman, part of his life, he spent in Switzerland. And it was during the war days in Switzerland, and very difficult times. And Steinman was a tremendous masmid, and was learning Torah b'asmada with tremendous, tremendous intensity, even in difficult, trying times in Switzerland. And one night, Steinman was there, learning in a small little corner of a room in Switzerland, and a man, a Jewish man from Switzerland, came by, knocked, saw the light on, and the candle burning late at night, and said, "Hey, Rabbi, you know, like, it's late at night. Like, what are you doing? What's the purpose of all this, Rabbi?" I guess he wasn't so inspired, this Jew himself. So Steinman turned to him and said, "You know, I want to be a Merkava LaShechina. I want to be a chariot for the Shechina. That's what I want to be." Fast forward the story around 60 years. 60 years later, Steinman was well known as one of the Gedolei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. When Eliyashiv passed away, Eliyashiv's Atzal said, it was known, Steinman was the address for everything, for all communal matters, for all major issues in Klal Yisrael. And all of a sudden, Steinman was old and very, very old in his apartment, a tiny apartment in Bnei Brak. And this man came. He said, I need to go see Steinman. Like, he's sick, he's not... I need to go inside and see him. Why? He said, I have a feeling that the man that I saw 60 years ago in Switzerland, I have a feeling that he's the same person. I want to go see who it is. He walks inside, takes a look at Steinman, looks a little different 60 years later. The beard probably grew a little whiter and longer. That's the one. That's the one who 60 years ago told me he wants to be a Merkava LaShechina. He was able to, he was it for sure. That's the one. A Merkava LaShechina. Rav Steinman was one of Gedolei Hador. And for him, he lived his life. What's my mission in life? Why am I here in this world? What am I doing here? I'm here in this world because I want to be a Merkava, a chariot for the Shechina. What does that mean, a chariot for the Shechina? Because wherever I go, the Shechina goes with me. Wherever I go, I make a Kiddush Hashem. Wherever I go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yachol, Hashem, says, "You know what? I'm right by your side." I'll close with a beautiful Gemara, one of my favorite Gemaras in the entire Shas. I didn't learn all of Shas yet. I hope Ritz Hashem to be Zocher. But one of my favorite Gemaras that I have learned is the Gemara in Maseches Yuma on Daf Peivav. Gemara in Yuma Peivav talks about what the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is. It says in the Gemara, "V'ahavta is Hashem Elokecha." What's the ultimate of loving Hashem? How does a person love Hashem to the max? How does a person really love Hashem? The Gemara says over here, "V'ahavta is Hashem Elokecha." The name of God should become beloved through you. Love Hashem so much that whenever anybody encounters you, they come to love Hashem also. That's Avas Hashem. How so? Says the Gemara, you should learn. You should learn a lot of Torah. You should serve Talmid Chachamim. You should be pleasant in your interactions with people. Mahabrios, almost love. What do people say that's the person? This is what they say. Ashrei Aviv Shlimdo Torah. Praise is his father who taught him Torah. Ashrei Rabbo Shlimdo Torah. Praise is his Rebbe that taught him Torah. Ploni Shlamat Torah. This fellow who learned Torah. Look, says the Gemara. Look how pleasant his ways are. Kama Tukane Maisa. Look how perfect his actions are. Regarding him, it is said, Vayomer Li Avdi Ata. You are my servant Yisrael, Asher Becha Espa'er. The Jew, who Hashem says, "You know what? I am proud of, I'm glorified." Like the of her said, Sekeli Van Veyu, I want to make myself into a Naveh. I want to make myself into an abode where HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels pleasant. My friends, this is a life's mission, I think. Rav Steinman didn't become Rav Steinman overnight. He worked his whole life towards becoming a Merkava LaShechina. Zekeli Vandeyu in this week's parasha reminds us of, you know what? There's something very, very incredible to shoot for. And the only way to get there, Rabosai, is step by step, day by day, grinding it out. 1 hour, then 2 hours, 2 hours, then 3 hours, 3 hours, then 4 hours, 4 hours, then 5 hours, 5 hours, then 6 hours. Oh my goodness. Grinding it out. That's in learning, and in midos, and in derech eretz, and in in our interaction, trying our best to be mindful of this idea, to be a merkava l'shchina v'shivizok rabosai. I don't wish less than this on anybody in this room. We should all be zochim et Hashem to become this Gemara, to become the ultimate awe of Hashem. That we walk around, people say, "Wow, look at him! Look at that ben Torah! Look at that person who learned Torah! Look at that person! His midos are so refined. His behavior is so incredible." We should be zochim to become the best that we can in every single way. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Rabbosai. Happy Tu B'Shvat! Happy Tu B'Shvat to all.